Lynn.
This is Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. Good morning. A decade-long effort by two teachers at a Delaware vocational technical school to chronicle the history of the land where it sits has led all the way back to George Washington and the Revolutionary War. WHYY's Chris Barish reports on the educators' rediscovery of a role Delaware played in the fight for independence.
George Washington decided that this spot would be where they would make their stand, and that this spot would be where they would stop the British.
That's teacher Donato Rufo speaking at an outdoor ceremony this month on the campus of Delcastle Technical High School near Newport. His research found reference to the hilly site where Washington encamped in September 1777 with 11,000 soldiers of his Continental Army. The general planned to fight the British there as the enemy moved north in a bid to capture the colony's capital city of Philadelphia.
This was almost hallowed ground. This was almost a battlefield.
Instead, the Brits skirted north to Chadds Ford, Pennsylvania. Washington's troops followed, culminating in the Battle of Brandywine, won by the British. Rufo's colleague, Dave Battaferrano, says a historical marker was once located nearby but vanished decades ago. Now their efforts have led the state to erect a new one on campus.
It started with our research for our school and just trying to teach our kids, you know, that something, you know, pretty special happened here and that the grounds of our school are not just where they come every day to do their thing, but there was actually significance historically there.
Washington's troops spent several days at what now is Delcastle High after battling the British about 10 miles away at Cooch's Bridge near Newark. From the Delaware Desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.